And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Every show has a theme, and today's theme is heroes and villains. Each of my guests is discussing how society views a hero or a villain, whether it's today or in the past. My next guest teaches ordinary people how to become heroes at work or at home. His 10 rules for generating positive energy to fuel your life, your work, and your team have been utilized by businesses and sports teams. We'll discuss his book, The Energy Bus. And if you want to ask a question or you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. John Gordon is a speaker, a consultant, an author of the best-selling book, The Energy Bus, plus four other books. John and his books have been featured on CNN, NBC's Today Show, and in Forbes, Fast Company, O Magazine, The Wall Street Journal, and the list goes on and on and on. His principles have been put to the test by numerous NFL coaches and teams, hospitals, Fortune 500 companies, school districts, etc. John is a graduate of Cornell University and holds a master's in teaching from Emory University. When he's not speaking to businesses, hospitals, or schools, you can find him playing tennis or lacrosse with his wife and his two high-energy children. Hi, John. Welcome to the show. How are you today? Oh, John, we're barely hearing you there. Can you hear us on your...
Yeah, I can hear you. It's great to be with you guys.
Ah, thanks so much. Well, John, let's get right to it. I mean, there's an abundance of research that shows that positive people with positive communication skills, positive interactions, etc., produce positive results. You and your book were recommended to me by one of our listeners who uses your book to actually train his employees to excel at customer service. So give us some examples of how what you do, what you teach, is leading to extraordinary results in both business, sports, and in life.
Yeah, well, they're just one example, but positive leadership garners the support of a team, helps them moving in the right direction, and creates positive results. So, for instance, I worked with the Atlanta Falcons the last 3 years, and we can track and see how the Atlanta Falcons have delivered some great success on the field just by staying positive as a team.
And that is good. They are definitely one of the premier teams in the NFL. Well, in your book, The Energy Bus, John, your protagonist is a man by the name of George. In what ways does George represent many of us in the listening audience?
Sure, well, to be very honest, George was based on me and my own personal struggles and challenges with,
really?
You know, with adversity and negativity. So he was really easy to write. And I wrote The Energy Bus during a challenging time in my own life. And so here's this guy taking the bus to work, trying to be more positive. A bus driver teaches him the 10 rules to really get his team on the bus and moving in the right direction. But he represents all of us because he represents the challenges that we all face. Oh. Can we take the lessons we learn on the bus and bring them to the work that we do? You know, can we overcome all the adversity, the challenges, and the obstacles that every leader, every team will have to overcome to define themselves and their team's success?
No, that's great. And I find it interesting that George was on the bus in the first place because his car broke down. It was almost as if a black cloud was hanging over his head. A minute with you, John, because it was Albert Einstein who said that everything should be made as simple as possible, but not one bit simpler. So you've kind of done that with your 10 rules. Let's review the 10 rules for energy, starting with number one. Should be obvious, but it's probably worth repeating. You're the driver of your own bus. Talk to me about that.
Sure. Take accountability. You know, you're driving your bus. You can't blame anyone else for where you are and where you want to be. Once you take responsibility for your bus, you realize that you determine the kind of ride it's going to be. It's up to you, your attitude, and how you see the challenges in your life and how you grow from those challenges.
And I think that's important. That sort of leads us into your second step, which is desire, vision, and focus move your bus in the right direction. So let's talk about that from the standpoint of George, you know, who may have been having a bad day. How do you change your desire, your vision, your focus to move the bus in the direction that you want it to go?
Well, it's knowing that everyone needs a positive vision to move towards. We all need that North Star, that brighter and better future that moves us in the right direction. So first you have that vision. You have to have a positive vision for the road ahead. But that vision is sparked by a desire to do something, to accomplish something, to create more success in your life, to have more wins as a team, to build a positive team, to make a difference in someone's life. So we have that desire, we have that vision, but it doesn't happen unless you have focus. I often say that, you know, distractions are the enemy of greatness. And so we have to have that focus of where we want to go So the vision is sort of your big picture vision. You see the road ahead, you see your future, but it's the focus each day, the Zoom focus actions that helps us create the big picture vision that we all see.
And how do you keep yourself from being deflected from your focus in the sea of bad news that we're getting? You know, the economy sucks, unemployment is high, yada, yada, yada. The negative stuff keeps coming on and on and on. How do you keep your vision? How do you keep your focus?
I wrote a book called Training Camp, and it's what the best do better than everyone else. And I researched what the best do, and they all Zoom focus on what matters most, and they tune out the things that don't. It's really that simple. I mean, you talked about simplicity earlier. It's about identifying what are the three things I need to do today to be successful. And once I do those three things day in and day out, you will be successful. But every day you get up and you do those three things and you don't leave the day, you don't finish the day without getting those things done. It's really simple.
All right. It's a simple but not easy, is it? My guest
It's not because of all the distractions, right? So we also have to stay positive and not let the negativity of others, the negativity of the world, determine, you know, our goal and our vision. So we have to maintain the optimism that helps us realize the vision. So it all goes together.
It absolutely does. My guest is John Gordon, author of the book, The Energy Bus. And John, one of the things that I liked about your book is how you differentiate between positive and negative energy. You call negative energy friction. So talk to me about positive and negative energy and how you need that positive energy to keep the bus moving forward.
Well, it's interesting when I hear you say that. I realize that we need both. You know, we need negativity because we live in a world of duality, right? So negativity does exist. But if you didn't have the positivity to counteract the negativity, we'd be in big trouble. So you have both, but our optimism, our positivity, our faith, our certainty in ourselves and in the goals we want to achieve, all that is so important to overcome all the obstacles, all the adversity, and all the negativity that exists out there. You know, if you talk about a goal you want to achieve, you will have friction. If you're a team that wants to create more wins, you're going to have competition. If you want to build a career, you're going to have people that say you can't do it. You're going to get fired. You're going to face rejection. So it's really that optimism that helps people and leaders move forward. It's so important. It sounds cliche, but it is essential.
Without a doubt. And I think it's interesting that both optimism and enthusiasm attract more passengers and energize the people. So using your bus analogy, how do you get more energized, enthusiastic people on board the bus?
Sure. Well, when you're excited and you're enthusiastic, I mean, it doesn't have to be fake where you bounce it off the walls, but when you're truly passionate about what you're doing, the work you do, and you have a purpose that fuels you, that energizes others. You know, people are attracted to people with enthusiasm and purpose. They don't really care what you do. They're inspired by why you do it. And so I've found that people who are passionate, enthusiastic, attract more people on their bus. Leadership is a transfer of belief. I say that all the time. It is a transfer of that belief and that optimism. So the more you believe, the more optimistic you are, you will energize and excite people who want to join with you.
I like that. Leadership is a transfer of belief. My guest is John Gordon. Now, John, you know, in the world of contrast that you just pointed out before, you know, if you want to have enthusiastic, excited people around you, it by definition means you need to get away from negative people and everything else. I like one of the things that you write in the book, post a sign on your bus that says, "No energy vampires allowed on your bus." So first of all, talk to me, what is an energy vampire and why do you kick them off the bus?
Well, they're simply someone who sucks the life right out of you. Gandhi said, "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet." And so the energy vampires are the people along our journey that sabotage us, that hold us back, that don't share our vision, that don't believe in us, that also can in many ways derail us. So we have to be more positive than they are negative. I tell the story all the time of when I told my dad I want to be a writer and speaker. I found my calling. His response was, "What the heck do you want to do that for? That's a load of junk. That won't amount to anything. You know, just focus on your restaurant." I owned a restaurant at the time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so he didn't share my vision, but the voice in my head, the story I was telling myself, was more important, has to be more powerful than the story and the words that you're hearing from others.
All right, but John, in this society where we want everybody to be included, everybody gets a trophy for playing on the team, whether you win or you don't, you know, how can you exclude anybody from your bus?
Well, you don't want to exclude anyone. Do not exclude. Invite everyone on the bus, but make sure you're inviting positive people. You know, post that sign also that says positive passengers wanted. You know, get, as Jim Collins says, the right people on the bus. Ask people to get on. If people don't get on, don't take it personal. Realize not everyone is going to get on your bus. Keep on driving. Keep on asking people to get on. Eventually, you have a standing room only bus. This is essential for entrepreneurs and people starting a new career, a new business.
All right. My guest is John Gordon, author of the book, The Energy Bus, 10 Rules to Fuel Your Life, Your Work, and Your Team with Positive Energy. And one of the other things that's really tantamount to your book, and I guess it comes from your restaurant background, is one of your 10 principles is love your passengers. What do you mean by loving your passengers, particularly in an era where we're so strapped for cash and things we can do for our passengers, our customers? How do we reward them, incentivize them in this sort of environment?
To me, love is about building relationships. It's just about caring about people. And the most important engagement tool, the best engagement tool to engage others, engage your customers, is really to care about them. And how do you show people you care? You take the time to invest in them, invest in relationships, develop them, and do the little things that show them you care. I found that the best companies, the best organizations, actually show their people and their customers in tangible ways they care about them. Les Schwab Tires, for instance, I spoke to their annual meeting. When you show up to their tire center, they run out to greet you. It's part of their training and part of their whole culture. And so they're showing the customer right away, we're willing to hustle for you. And they do great business.
Are you there, John? We're losing you.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
You're back.
Here.
You're back. Your cell phone reception sometimes is spotty. We lost you there for a minute. But let me ask you.
I'm saying how Les Schwab Tire, when you pull up in one of their tire centers, they will run out to greet you. They show their customers that they care about them in a tangible way by saying, we will hustle for you because we care about you.
Well, now, it's interesting that you should bring up Les Schwab because they are definitely considered one of the icons in marketing. And I find it interesting they hired you to come in and be the motivational speaker to talk to their group. Tell me, why is that really in line with your theory or your thesis about the bus? Because these are an energetic, enthusiastic people. Why do they need an energy consultant like you to come on board?
Well, I'm not really an energy consultant. I'm more about leadership and more about culture building. So what I have found is that it's the organizations with the great cultures that actually hire me because they want to continue to develop their people and build a great culture. The ones that have bad cultures do not invest in me and do not bring me in. And that's why they continue to have challenges. It's not me, of course. It's the fact that they don't have a great culture, so they don't invest in their people. So it's ironic that the ones with the great cultures continue to invest the money to build their culture.
Well, it probably is about you. My guest is John Gordon, the 10 rules for the energy bus, the 10 rules for fueling your life, your work, and your team with positive energy. And John, I think it's interesting in that answer, you sort of lead me into my next question, and that is explaining the difference between positive energy and really a pragmatic approach to solving a difficult goal or solving a different problem. I mean, you can have all the energy in the world, but you also have to have some balance with pragmatism. So talk to me about that delicate balance.
Exactly. It's not just about, you know, Pollyanna positive or blind optimism. It's also about the execution, the intelligence, and the skill to get things done. You can be as positive as you want, but if you don't execute, I say if optimism was the criteria, the Falcons should have won against the Packers last year in the playoffs. They got killed because they didn't execute in the playoffs. So it really is about the execution, the intelligence, the skill that also combined with optimism. But if you don't have optimism, it doesn't matter how much intelligence you have, you won't have the means and the energy to overcome the obstacles that you'll face in your journey.
And overcoming the obstacles is the important part. John, if you had to look at all of your 10 rules and what you've written in the book, The Energy Bus, what would be the overriding thing that you want people to take away from your book?
It seems to me what people are resonating most with this book and why it, you know, continues to, 4 years later, just to grow more and more, is that people are resonating with the fact that we're going to face negativity. We're going to face energy vampires. And it's about overcoming that negativity. It's about overcoming those energy vampires. And I think that's an important lesson that people just need to know that they're going to face it on their journey.
They're going to face energy vampires. I just love that term, energy vampires. My guest has been John Gordon, who is the author of the book, The Energy Bus, 10 Rules to Fuel Your Life, Your Work, Your Team with Positive Energy. John, if people are excited about what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
They can go to johngordon.com. It's johngordon.com, J-O-N Gordon, and also seed11.com, S-E-E-D, seed. 11.com. That will be something that people will find interesting. It's my new book, and it's all about purpose and passion.
JohnGordon.com or Seed11.com. John, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.